Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Bite into a stack sandwich made with Hero Bread, and the only thing you'll think is delicious. You won't think it has up to 19 grams of protein, 11 to 32 grams of fiber, or just 0 to 5 grams net carbs. But it does. Hero Bread. No compromises. Just loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with flavor. Right now, get 10% off at hero.co with code IHEART. That's hero.co, code IHEART. All figures per serving of Hero Bread see nutrition facts on hero.co.
Welcome to the Divergent Files podcast. A man in Florida went for a bike ride, and 10 months later, Google warned him the police wanted his data. No witness had seen him commit a crime. There was no description that had pointed him out. His phone had simply remembered where he had been. That man was Zachary McCoy. On Friday, March 29th of 2019, he opened the fitness app called Runkeeper and rode through a quiet neighborhood in Gainesville, Florida. But his route passed one house, then looped past it again, then again, three times in about an hour. Not suspicious to him, it was just a route. To Zachary, it was just exercise. To the app, it was data. And somewhere in the background, that data waited. That same day, a burglary was reported inside that neighborhood. A 97-year-old woman said someone had taken about $2,400 worth of her belongings, including jewelry. Zachary had no idea his bike ride had brushed up against a crime scene. So he finished the ride. The app saved the route, and the day disappeared into storage. Or at least, that is what it felt like. Then nearly 10 months later, on January 14th of 2020, an email arrived from Google. Police were seeking information connected to his Google account. He had 7 days to go to court and stop it. 7 days to defend data he probably forgot even existed. Zachary searched the case number. He found the burglary report. He found the address and realized his harmless little fitness map had become something else. It was a digital witness. Police had used a geofence warrant. Zachary was not where the investigation began. It began with a place, a time window, an invisible fence around the crime scene. And then they asked Google which phones had crossed through it. The suspect did not come first. The data did. And that should feel backwards, because it is. Because in the digital world, your day doesn't end when you stop moving. It ends when the system forgets you. And tonight, I think we're going to discover it almost never does. Runkeeper did exactly what it was designed to do. It uploaded the ride, the map, the time, the route. Just another piece of data disappearing into the background of modern life. But that is the strange thing about the digital world. Our memories fade. The system's memories do not. The tracking was only the surface problem. The deeper problem was memory. Where exactly does all that memory live? Well, for years, we were told not to worry, relax, it's just in the cloud. Nice little phrase, almost heavenly. Like your photos, messages, and memories floated into some harmless digital mist. Except, the cloud was never in the sky. It was always on the ground, behind fences, inside buildings, rows of servers, cooling systems that never stop breathing. Most people have never seen where pieces of their digital lives live, but they have probably driven right past them. It's a blank building with no windows, a chain link fence, security cameras, a low mechanical hum. If you did not know what it was, you would barely notice it. And now these buildings are spreading across Virginia, Georgia, Texas, Arizona, the Midwest. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, data centers consumed about 4.4% of all U.S. electricity in 2023. By 2028, that number could climb somewhere between 6.7 and 12%. Now, that is not some servers in a room. That is a country-scale appetite. In June 2026, Reuters, citing CleanView, reported that the United States had 710 data centers already operating, with another 1,062 planned. 1,062 more. Look, at some point, you stop looking at warehouses, and you start looking at a new nervous system being built, one server room at a time. The obvious answer is true. AI needs them. Cloud computing needs them. Streaming, business, photos, files, all of it needs somewhere to live. Fine, I get it. But convenience is not the only thing that lives in infrastructure. Power does too. The same cloud that holds vacation photos can host government systems. The same machines that process AI can search old data. And some of the same companies building the digital world around us also build tools used by law enforcement, intelligence, immigration enforcement, and national security. These buildings do not need to be secretly watching you to matter. Their real power is quieter. They remember. It's no longer just, where's my data? It becomes, when your life becomes searchable, who owns your past? And Zachary's phone was only one piece of the trail, because your digital shadow does not come from one device. It comes from the world around you. You drive through an intersection. A camera reads your plate. You stop for coffee. Your card records the purchase. Your phone checks the nearest tower. Nothing happens, at least nothing visible. But the trail keeps building. And the strangest part is where a lot of that machine begins. It's not in Washington. Sometimes it begins at a town meeting. Fluorescent lights, folding chairs, a police chief with a problem. Cars are being stolen. Break-ins are up. So a company offers a solution, a license plate reader. One camera, one pole, one promise. If a stolen car drives by, police get an alert. It's pretty damn hard to argue with, which is exactly why it works. It shows up as a fix, long before it looks like a surveillance network. Nobody stands at the podium and says, well, tonight, we begin building a searchable map of everyone's movement. Instead, they say, public safety, efficiency, modern policing, and the camera goes up. And then a car drives by, the plate gets scanned, and the driver keeps going. Nothing happens. At least, nothing visible. Because the camera on the pole is only the part people can see. The real question is where the scan goes after the car is gone. EFF and Muckrock examined agencies using Vigilant Solutions' LEARN system, a license plate reader database. They found agencies using that system shared data with an average of at least 160 other agencies. Some shared with more than 800. A camera bought by one town can become part of something much larger. Once the scan enters the platform, it can travel through a larger network, through police departments, sheriff's offices, state agencies, federal partners, all connected through private infrastructure most drivers will never see, never vote on, and never understand until it matters. The useful part can be real. The tool might catch stolen cars. Good, it should. But a useful tool can still become permanent infrastructure because you leave the intersection, but your plate does not. It keeps moving into systems you never saw, toward people you never met, until one day, someone decides following you is optional. They can buy the trail you already left behind.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread or a fully loaded bagel, and the only thing you'll think is delicious. You won't think it's up to 19 grams of protein, but it is. You wouldn't believe it has 11 to 32 grams of fiber, but it does. Hero Bread makes loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with taste but without all the net carbs. We're talking 0 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. With Hero Bread, there are no compromises, just flavor. There's none of the stiff baked goods you expect from better-for-you brands. There's just the soft, fluffy bread you crave. Plus, small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular 2-gram net carb Hero croissant and the 3-gram net carb Hero pan au chocolat. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code IHEART at checkout. That's code IHEART at hero.co. All figures per serving of Hero Bread see nutrition facts on hero.co.
Zachary McCoy got lucky in one very strange way. He got an email, and that email gave him a chance to fight. 7 days, which was not a lot, but not nothing either. At least there was a paper trail. At least someone had to ask Google. What happens when the government does not need to ask Google? What happens when your trail is already sitting on a shelf with a price tag on it? In June of 2026, the Associated Press reported that ATF had canceled a contract for a surveillance tool called WebLock. WebLock let investigators track mobile devices using commercial location data pulled from consumer apps and advertising networks. The same invisible ad tech world built to sell you sneakers, meal kits, and mattresses could also help map where phones had been. According to AP, lawmakers said they learned ATF had conducted more than 300 warrantless searches using the tool. Nobody gets 7 days to say, excuse me, what the hell is this? Private companies collect the trail first, then government can come shopping. ATF canceled WebLock after lawmakers and even a prosecutor and the judge in one case raised concerns. AP also reported that other agencies, including DHS and the FBI, continue buying commercial geolocation data. So the issue is bigger than one tool. The issue is the marketplace. Because once your phone's shadow can be collected by apps, packaged by brokers, and sold to agencies, privacy starts getting very blurry. That is the new bargain nobody remembers signing. Probably because it was buried under 47 pages of "by continuing you agree" nonsense. Your apps get convenience, brokers get product, government gets what they always want, access. You get a privacy policy long enough to qualify as psychological warfare. And once your life can be bought as data, what happens when the government stops shopping around the cloud and starts moving into it? Somewhere tonight, a mother uploads pictures from her daughter's birthday. She is not thinking about servers, cloud architecture, national security, or intelligence agencies. She just wants those pictures to be there tomorrow. That is how the cloud is supposed to feel. It's supposed to be invisible, effortless, forgettable. But the same cloud world that holds ordinary life also carries things far less ordinary. In 2020, the CIA awarded its commercial cloud enterprise contract to Amazon Web Services, Microsoft, Google, Oracle, and IBM. Then in 2022, the Department of Defense awarded joint warfighting cloud capability contracts to AWS, Google, Microsoft, and Oracle. The Pentagon said the system would provide commercial cloud capabilities across every classification level, from headquarters to what it calls the tactical edge. Now, be careful. Your family photos are not sitting next to a classified military operation. That is not what this means. The stranger story is that the wall most people imagine between consumer tech and commercial cloud and national security is not as clean as they think. Different systems with different purposes, but increasingly the same cloud giants. And that changes what these buildings represent. Storage is only the surface now. These buildings are becoming the memory of the modern world. Ordinary life, business, government, AI, national security, all depending on the same basic ingredients of storage, processing, and memory. For most of human history, the hard part was collecting information. But we solved that. Now we have collected more than any human being could ever read. So the first question has an answer. The memory lives in buildings. The harder question is, who or what is going to read it for us? For years, there was one quiet little comfort. Nobody could possibly look through all the data being collected. There were too many cameras, too many plates, too many files. So relax, nobody has time to watch everyone. Well, that was the old bedtime story. Then artificial intelligence walked into the room and ruined it all. AI does not watch everyone the old way. No tired analyst staring at 40 screens, slowly losing his will to live under fluorescent lights. AI can search, connect, notice patterns, old surveillance-created archives. AI makes the archive useful. In August of 2025, the ACLU warned that Flock, the license plate reader company, was moving beyond still plate images and into video. Live feeds, 15-second clips, AI-powered natural language searches. Because now someone may not need the exact plate number anymore. They can just ask. The old version was, find this plate. The new version can sound more like, show me every dark SUV that appeared near this protest, crossed this bridge, and returned to this neighborhood after midnight. The machine does not understand your life. It does not know you took the wrong exit. It does not know traffic rerouted you. It just sees movement, time, proximity. Looking suspicious in real life may not matter. Matching the search might be enough. And once you match, the story can be written backward. Your boring drive becomes a route. The route becomes a pattern. The pattern becomes a question someone thinks you need to answer. And somewhere behind all of it, the data centers keep feeding the memory. The machine does not know who you are. It does not know your story. It only knows the questions it is given. Which means maybe the most important decision in this entire system comes before the search. Who gets to decide what the machine is told to look for? So let's look at what happens when the question becomes, who deserves another look? Immigration is the case study here, the place where the pattern becomes visible. Your politics on immigration can be anywhere on the map. Tonight, I'm asking something colder. What happens when software starts helping decide who becomes a priority? Because in 2025, ICE contracted with Palantir on a platform called Immigration OS. According to the American Immigration Council, its purpose is identifying, tracking, and deporting suspected non-citizens. That is the mission. The method is what matters. EFF cited reporting from 404 Media describing a Palantir-linked system called Elite. According to that reporting, the system can display a potential target along with a dossier and a confidence score. Before anyone ever knocks on a door, someone may already be a score. So maybe the system is right, but maybe it's not. Either way, the person is already inside the machine because the machine does not care who it is looking for. It follows what it has been asked to find. And history has a funny habit of changing the question after the machine is already built. When someone decides to ask something different, who gets to become the answer? The machine can find people. The harder question is, who is allowed to ask? That fight has a boring name. It's called Section 702. The name is boring, but the fight is not. Picture a woman in America texting her cousin overseas. Nothing dramatic, just family stuff. Maybe discussing money, politics, just gossip. To her, it's just a message. To the system, it may become part of something much larger. Section 702 is supposed to target non-US persons outside the United States for foreign intelligence. And yes, real threats exist. There are spies and hackers and terror networks, hostile governments. But digital life does not respect borders the way paperwork does. Messages cross countries. Data crosses platforms. Cloud systems move through places nobody sees. So even when the target is foreign, Americans' communications can get pulled into the pile. Who gets to search that pile later? Well, in 2023, the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board warned that U.S. person queries of Section 702 data created privacy and civil liberties risks, especially around FBI searches. The target may be overseas. The search can happen later, and the person being searched may be you. Not every search is abuse, but Section 702 puts the legal fight around searchable memory right in front of us. Who can collect it? Who can query it? Who gets protected by law? And who gets exposed by the fine print? Because once a government has access to memory at scale, the uglier issue is what stops it from looking. Who gets to look back through your life and call it intelligence?
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread or a fully loaded bagel, and the only thing you'll think is delicious. You won't think it's up to 19 grams of protein, but it is. You wouldn't believe it has 11 to 32 grams of fiber, but it does. Hero Bread makes loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with taste but without all the net carbs. We're talking 0 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. With Hero Bread, there are no compromises, just flavor. There's none of the stiff baked goods you expect from better-for-you brands. There's just the soft, fluffy bread you crave. Plus, small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular 2-gram net carb Hero croissant and the 3-gram net carb Hero pan au chocolat. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code IHEART at checkout. That's code IHEART at hero.co. All figures per serving of Hero Bread see nutrition facts on hero.co.
Now the buildings come back into view, the boring ones, the windowless, fenced-off ones. Humming on the edge of town, every data center does not have to be a surveillance facility. A data center can be ordinary and still matter. Because every system we walk through tonight needs the same thing, a place to live. The license plate scan, the location trail, the cloud contract, the AI search, the legal archive. Different doors, but the same hallway. So when someone says, dude, relax, it's just a data center. Well, the answer is, the honest one at least, is maybe. Maybe it is storing business files, training AI, keeping half the internet from collapsing into a flaming pile of error messages. Fine, maybe. But modern surveillance does not need every building to be secret. A system this large can be built out of ordinary pieces, sitting in plain sight. The old surveillance state had a file on you. The new one may only need enough scattered pieces to rebuild you when someone asks. We were not dragged here by force. Some of this we asked for. We asked for faster apps, smarter maps, cameras that made us feel safer, a cloud that saves everything so that nothing ever gets lost. That was the promise. Convenience won, because of course it did. Convenience is undefeated until the bill shows up. And now the bill is here to collect. The scariest surveillance system does not have to watch forever. It can watch once, then remember later. Zachary McCoy learned that from a bike ride. And then 10 months later, the pass came back with a case number attached to it. So no, data centers alone were never the whole story. The cameras weren't either. AI isn't either. The danger begins when all of those pieces start behaving like one system. A system that collects before there is suspicion, stores before there is a reason, and then searches when the question arrives. And then explains the rest after your name is already on the screen, which is a hell of a time to start asking questions. The cloud was never in the sky. It was being built on the ground, behind fences, without windows, humming quietly on the edge of town. And somewhere behind those walls, the machine is still awake, remembering, waiting for the day that your name becomes useful. Hey, thank you for being here and for watching this with me tonight. I appreciate you. I'm Ralph, and this is Divergent Files. Until next time, stay curious, stay sharp, and remember that no matter what they say, the truth is still out there.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The Caps Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. Caps is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread or a fully loaded bagel, and the only thing you'll think is delicious. you won't think it's up to 19 grams of protein. But it is. You wouldn't believe it has 11 to 32 grams of fiber. But it does. Hero Bread makes loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with taste but without all the net carbs. We're talking 0 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. With Hero Bread, there are no compromises. Just flavor. There's none of the stiff baked goods you expect from better-for-you brands. There's just the soft, fluffy bread you crave. Plus, small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular 2-gram net carb Hero Croissant and the 3-gram net carb Hero Pain au Chocolat. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code IHEART at checkout. That's code IHEART at hero.co. All figures per serving of Hero Bread see nutrition facts on hero.co.
These investigations are powered by those who believe truth still matters. Thank you to our Patreon supporters. Join the mission at patreon.com/divergentfiles.
Real value shows up in reliability you don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on. Just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable. Since 1900.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.